This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for this public radio podcast is provided by Cleveland Clinic, expanding globally and committed every day to providing innovative treatments and hope to patients worldwide. Online at clevelandclinic.org. And by Constellation Energy, a global provider of fuels, power, and energy services, committed to environmentally sound, energy efficient, and sustainable energy solutions. Constellation Energy, the way energy works.
This reporter goes to market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Live from Cairo, Egypt, I'm Scott Jagow. Today we begin at the Khan al-Khalili Bazaar. It's the oldest, most famous marketplace in Cairo. On this narrow cobblestone street, you'll see and hear the Middle East tourism economy at work. A line of tour buses stretches out from the market. The visitors speak English, Japanese, French, German. They come in droves to get souvenirs, spices, even gold. But you better know what you're buying. Your ancient Egyptian artifacts might just be made in, well, take a listen.
Very cheap price here. We got something like water pipe for £80, £50. We got like a pyramid for £20.
Okay, boxes like that. Trust me, you won't get away with just browsing, thanks, at the Khan al-Khalili. From the moment you set foot in these shops, you will be accosted.
How can I take your money?
Well, at least that's honest. I met one seller named Hani who revealed the not-so-honest secret to his business.
Our item right now, it's 80% from China.
80%
from China. American people buy the China things because you can have the same one for less than half price. It's very hard to buy item right now and you don't find made in China on it.
I have to say I found this depressing. I moved on to another merchant named Abdullah and picked up one of the little statues he was selling.
Now, was this made in Egypt?
Yeah, this made in Egypt, yes.
Where in Egypt?
You know, you have a mini small factory in this area. You make it little statues like this one.
So why does it say made in China on the bottom?
No, this is some stickers because no make it something for a government too much money, understand?
No, I don't. It says made in China. This was made in China, and you're telling me it was made in Egypt.
No. This is made
I got you. Is that true? I got you.
Yeah. This is made in China, yes. In China.
You guys are unbelievable. I mean, really.
Hey, the last thing I wanted to take home from Egypt was a replica of the pyramids made near the Great Wall. So I found a guy who swore everything he was selling was made in Egypt. I asked Ahmed how he could compete with the cheap imports. He insisted his stuff was better.
This is not quality, it's plastic, not stone. Check this quality, strong quality.
I decided Ahmed was my guy, so it was time to negotiate. If you accept the first price they offer, you're missing half the fun.
You friends, okay?
Okay.
You work in Egypt.
Yeah.
I want to make good deal for that one.
How much?
£120 for all complete.
About 60 up
here. Okay, 70. Don't worry, no problem. 70 Egyptian.
All right.
No problem.
Deal.
£70, about $12. I could get used to doing business this way. I don't know if I really wanted a stone paperweight with hieroglyphics on it, but at least it's not plastic. You can see pictures of my trip to the bazaar online at marketplace.org.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Middle East Reporting is supported by Cleveland Clinic, expanding globally and committed every day to providing innovative treatments and hope to patients worldwide. Online at clevelandclinic.org.
The Khan al-Khalili Bazaar isn't just for tourists. It's also a workplace for many Egyptians. And that's no small thing. Finding a job in Egypt can be very difficult, even if you have a college degree. Amy Scott reports on a generation of young people waiting for work.
At Café El Andalib in Cairo, young men sip tea and smoke sweet tobacco from water pipes. One of them, Mohammed El Shehewi, studied English at university, but he couldn't find a job. Now he sells perfume on the streets to support himself.
في نقطة بتقول اللي بيبحث عن وظيفة النهاردة.
There is a saying today that if you are looking for a job without any connections, it is like looking for a needle in a haystack.
The ahwas, or cafes of Egypt, are filled with people like El Shehewi, young, educated, and jobless. Officially, 10% of Egypt's workforce is unemployed. Unofficial estimates soar to 25%, and the situation is bound to get worse. Some 600,000 people enter the labor force every year. One of these new job seekers is 21-year-old Shaina Ibrahim. She brought a stack of resumes to a recent job fair at the Cairo International Convention Center. Ibrahim is looking for work as an accountant. So far, she isn't encouraged.
They only take the resume, but nobody tells you anything.
Companies are hiring. Egypt's economy is growing at a healthy 7%. Foreign investment reached a record $11 billion last year. But employers say they can't find qualified workers. Walid Ashmawi is here recruiting for one of Egypt's largest banks. He sorts resumes into piles on a coffee table.
This is marketing, this is information technology, this is finance, this is HR.
Ashmawi guesses he's received 5,000 resumes. But how many of those job seekers stand a chance? Maybe 5%.
What they lack really is the soft skills. Communication skills, interpersonal skills, team working, basic competences that's required to start your job professionally. This is not there.
It's not there because students don't learn these skills in school. The education system is beginning to adapt. Cairo University recently opened a new career development office. It's the first of its kind at a public university in Egypt. Like any career center, this one will teach resume writing and match students with internships. Director Salma El-Barawi says the tough part will be getting students to use the services.
It's a challenge because students, they don't realize the problem unless they are graduated. So we're trying to convey to them that they have a lack of some skills and you need to start looking at them so you can find the job easy when you graduate.
Finding a job you like may be a different story. It took Amr Imam 3 years after graduating to find work in his field, journalism.
I worked as a house painter, a car mechanic, an assistant driver on a minivan. I used to collect fares.
Imam considers himself lucky. He finally met someone with the right contacts. In Cairo, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
We have much more coverage from the Middle East online. Visit marketplace.org for blogs, videos, and slideshows. In Cairo, I'm Scott Jagow. Enjoy your day.
وسائل الإعلام الأمريكية.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.